Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, April 2nd, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with a quick request for packets, or actually better, a request for malware. We got some reports about some as of yet unidentified malware flooding networks with port 137 traffic that will then result in a denial of service against this network. So 137 traffic, of course, some of it is normal with Windows networking, but in this case, the special part is that the volume is so high it results in a denial of service. If you see anything like that, send us a couple packets and also take a look if you can get a hold of the machine that actually sends the traffic to identify whatever malware is causing this. And eBay apparently fixed a pretty important flaw in its pro stores. The flaw was discovered by Mark Lichtfield of Securitary and essentially involves horizontal authentication bypass. Typically, when we talk about authentication bypass, there are two different categories. Horizontal, where you become another user within the same privilege level, or vertical, where you escalate your privileges. In this case, you could only impersonate another store, but that's bad enough, in particular since it's easy to get a free 30-day trial with pro stores. Pro stores essentially allow merchants to set up their own stores using the eBay platform, and once you have one of these accounts, you are able to gain access to any Pro Stores admin console. Additionally, the Pro Stores admin console does give access to customers' credit card information. If you don't want a PayPal or another processor to directly process the credit card information for you, you could do it essentially offline by downloading the card numbers from Pro Stores. So with this vulnerability, an attacker would have had access to all credit card data deposited with any of these pro stores. And Apple today published a security update for Safari. It affects Safari 6 and 7 and brings both browsers up to 6.1.3 or 7.0.3 respectively. The patch fixes about 28, if I counted correctly, security flaws that can lead to arbitrary code execution. These updates are only offered for the OS X versions of Safari, starting with Line and up to Mavericks. So far, I haven't seen any mention of a patch for the Windows version of Safari, but I think it's overall assumed that the Windows version of Safari is no longer supported at this point. And then we got an interesting blog post detailing some vulnerabilities in the presentation software Prezi. Now, Prezi is not terribly popular, but certainly gaining some speed. One of the interesting features of Prezi is that it's really a Flash application. So you can use it entirely online via a web browser if you wish, or you can also download a Flash application as a standalone application and use it in presentations while not connected to the network. The presentation itself is also essentially a Flash script, and the problem that Prezi has is that it has to parse this script and of course sanitize it in case a malicious script is delivered to as a presentation. Now, the one flaw here that's described that I found the most intriguing is actually an integer overflow. The integer overflow then leads to Prezi missing certain parts of the file as it is validating it, and so the Flash file can contain some parameters, some functions that would have been removed by the sanitizer but are now skipped because of this integer overflow. If you're coding in Flash, certainly an important blog post to read to understand some of these vulnerabilities in more detail. And this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.